It's not just how incentive programs work, it's how they feel. Andrew Solomon, Marketing Director at Achievement Awards Group. Engagement, incentive and loyalty programs can do everything right on paper and still feel wrong. Most are designed around mechanics, how points are earned, how targets are measured, how rewards are structured. That work is necessary and it matters as a program has to be logistically sound and commercially sensible before it can be anything else. But mechanics are only the starting point. If the design stops there, the program will never stand out, because there is rarely anything exciting about structure. And programs are seldom judged only on how they work. They are judged on how they feel. The difference between in and all in. Every organization wants people to think, I'll take part in your program. Far fewer get them to feel, I'm loyal to you. The first is transactional. The second is emotional. The success of a program is not just how many people join, but how deeply they engage. And transactional engagement can only run so deep. A discount can drive a purchase. A reward can prompt participation. But a relationship built on that alone is fragile, because someone can always offer more. A bigger discount, a larger reward. What is far harder to displace is emotional attachment. No diagram or framework changes that. If participants' experiences, and the way those experiences make them feel, are not at the heart of the design, the program has a ceiling built into it. Think about the birthday message from a service provider. You can picture the company deciding it would be a nice touch. But when it lands, you know the same words went to thousands of other customers at the same moment. The system meant to make you feel special instead made you feel processed. People don't want to feel like a number, unless that number is one. They want to feel recognized and understood. The difference between transactional and emotional. The mechanics can look almost identical while the emotional outcome lands worlds apart. An employee gets a message marking 5 years with the company. It arrives automatically at 2 a.m. Generic wording, a stock image that could have gone to anyone, a small standard cash reward. The recognition technically happened. Emotionally, almost nothing did. Compare that with an employee at another company. Her manager references a specific contribution she made during a hard project earlier in the year, and through the day her team adds comments and memories underneath. There may be no cash attached at all, yet it feels personal and genuine, and she feels connected to the people she works with. Same mechanic, opposite result. The pattern holds in sales. Give a team early access to a product, proper training, a clear incentive and an app that shows their progress and makes rewards easy to claim, and they will sell with real confidence. Give a competing team the product only once it hits the shelf, a press release for information, richer incentives but unclear targets and slow redemption, and the friction stops being practical. It becomes emotional. That team will not put its heart into the sale. Loyalty works the same way. One customer saves for months towards a reward, then meets delays, restrictions and a fiddly redemption process, and months of goodwill dissolve in a single frustrating moment. Another builds the same anticipation and redeems in seconds through an app that remembers her preferences and confirms delivery on the spot. The difference is not operational. It is emotional. Small moments shape large emotions, and those emotions drive behavior where it counts. The difference between box ticking and heartwarming. So how do you design for emotion? In my experience, rarely through bigger rewards or harder mechanics. More often through experiences that feel easier, more relevant and more human. Ease matters because effort carries emotional weight. The harder someone has to work to engage, the more resistance builds around the program. Relevance matters because generic experiences rarely create attachment. People respond when communication and rewards feel aligned to their own circumstances. Recognition matters because people want to feel visible, not processed. And memorability matters because experiences that leave an emotional trace keep influencing behavior long after the moment has passed. Get these right and the signals change. A recognition moment that feels considered communicates care rather than distance. A loyalty program that feels easy communicates respect for the customer's time rather than an assumption of it. Every experience says something, and participants read those signals constantly, even without realizing it. They are working out whether they are seen and valued, or simply processed. Across employee engagement, channel incentives and customer loyalty, the thread is the same. Mechanics matter, and they always will. But the programs that earn lasting engagement understand something their spreadsheets cannot show them. What matters most is not how a program works. It is how it feels. Ends. Author at Andrew Solomon. Achievement Awards Group plus Posts Bio at Andrew Solomon. Achievement Awards Group Innovation in Incentives and Loyalty. Share on your socials.